In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Take up your cross and follow me, is our text. John Bunyan wrote a beautiful little book in which a man named Christian walked a path called faith. Christian's walk was not an easy one because he followed his Lord. And he soon finds that this means he will be bearing crosses at almost every turn in his earthly life. The suffering starts almost immediately in his own home, where his wife and his children will have no part of this path called faith. It moves to the community, where he is mocked and laughed at, as one who has surely lost touch with reality. Suffering continues as Satan sends a whole cast of absurd but painfully real characters to advise Christian. Mr. Worldly Wisdom comes, Mr. Legality, Mr. Ease, Mr. Despair, Mr. Sloth, Mr. Liar, Mr. Live Loose. And that's only the beginning of the parade. They all have but one purpose: to get Christian off his rugged, lonely path of faith. Through all of his misery, Christian clings to his most prized possession, a book, from which evangelist speaks to him, comforts him, feeds him, shows him where his next step will be and what his end will be. So Christian travels on, free from sins left at the foot of the cross, but not free from crosses. Christian's cross-bearing and our cross-bearing is a result of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For not all suffering is cross-bearing. St. Augustine said, "Suffering makes no martyr, but suffering for the right cause does." And our cause is the gospel of Christ, and therefore we should expect crosses. We are told this clearly in today's text. Take up your cross and follow me. We are baptized into Christ, and we are glad to be called by his name. Well, he wore a crown of thorns. Should we expect a crown of jewels? Our flesh hates this news. It torments us with the question, why can't we have Christ without the cross? But it is because the gospel of Christ is ours, which we again confidently confessed in today's hymn, that we will have incessant, dangerous, hateful enemies. In the devil, his angels, the world, our flesh, we can count on it. But it's crucial that we understand God's part in all of this, for Satan never has the last word with us. It is God who allows and sends crosses. Luther says, the suffering Christian should always bear in mind that his cross and his crown come from the hand of a loving Father. He knows what we need for our spiritual good, and it may be a cross. He sends them to prune the vine, but he never makes us carry them alone. For God is faithful, and he knows about every tear, every moment of anxiety, every thorn in the flesh, every alligator. And he is there with sufficient strength for his child to bear it. We can be absolutely sure of help for our cross and benefit from our cross. For the one who bore a cross for us can turn all that wishes to hurt us, even kill us, to our strengthening and good. The faithful pastor's work is to give out the means of grace, and he should be aware that such work will have consequences for him personally. For in these especially cloudy days, for those who have been called to the office of the holy ministry, crosses abound. There's a fierce war going on against the truth of the gospel. And there is much suffering as a result. Like Christian in the John Bunyan tale, many will wonder if you have lost touch with reality. But like Christian, you will be questioned because of your belief in the only important reality, Christ and what he has done for you. For you will be holding up before your flock the living water, the living bread and wine, the living word. You will be catechizing your flock in such confident, joyful refrains of the baptismal life as the one we sang today, I am baptized into Christ. Well, such confession, such following, will mean crosses for you and your flock. But then, you can stand in the pulpit. You can stand at the bedside. You can stand wherever there is suffering, and help your flock to see the beautiful hand of a loving Father in what is happening. And then go on to tell them about the glorious crown that will also be theirs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.